Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that sometimes comes to mind, and that question is regarding praising people to their face. When is this considered bad? When is it considered okay? In order to better clarify what this, the context in which this question can be posed, or to make better sense of this question, we can say this, that it's been related from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, if you praise somebody to their face, it's almost as if you have cut their neck off. Right? It's so bad. It's such a bad thing. So how can we... If we want to praise somebody, if we want to, mention their good qualities to them, why we like them, how can we do it in such a way that it's not considered flattery and it's not bad for the person and the person doesn't become proud upon hearing it and, and his good actions are not canceled out? You know, these are the effects that have been mentioned in some of the traditions for praising someone to their face. So we want to ask, how can we do this in such a way that doesn't cause any problems for the person? In order to respond to this question, we can take a look at the very hadith referenced in the question, in which a solution itself has been presented to the problem. So in the hadith, the Prophet, it has been mentioned that Usna Rajulun ala Rajulun in the Nabi. A man was praised, right, by another man in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqala, so the Prophet said, Waylaka, woe be unto you, he said this to the one praising the person. Qata'ata unuqa sahibik, it is as if you have cut the neck of your friend. And then he mentioned, the Prophet said this statement three times. Then the Prophet said, Man kana minkum madihan akhahu, if somebody wants to praise his brother, la muhala, and he has no choice but to do so. For example, he has no choice, there is some problem and he has to praise this person in front of him. He should falyaqul, so he should say, he should praise the person and then say this, Ah, so kada wa kada, in kana ya'lam dhalika min. Meaning, he should say this, that I think and I believe that this person has this good quality. However, God Almighty is the one who is watchful over the person and I cannot pass any judgment over what it really, this person really has this good quality or not. But I only think that this person has this good quality. However, this is in the case where you really believe that this person has this good quality. I mean, you haven't seen anything bad from him. You know he has a good quality. If you want to praise the person, let's say that you're serving as a medium for this person. You want to get him a job, and the boss is asking, is this person qualified or not? And you have to praise the person. So you can do it in this way. You say, I haven't seen anything bad from him. I know he has this good qualifications. Of course, God Almighty knows, the truth of the matter. And this is one way we can avoid falling into the problem mentioned in the hadith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at how we can praise somebody without it being flattery. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.